Welcome to the Midday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and as promised, we have this hour live music from our Buck studio again today. Today with members of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, and I think first what we have to do, well, I'll introduce the players, and then we will get into a little bit of background about BDDS, as we call it for short. With us today, Stephanie Jutt, flute, and Jeffrey Sykes, piano, and they are the co-founders of the organization. Right now, you can see nod for now until I get over there with a microphone. We have also Jean-Michel Fortenu, cello, and playing the violin, Axel Strauss, and welcome one and all.
Thank you for having us.
And now I'm going to do this little walkie-talkie thing here, and I'm going to come over to the piano and ask Jeffrey about the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society as the founder. Tell me, what is your approach? Because it's slightly different. It's not as if you play concerts throughout the year on a regular basis at the same place.
No, it's a summer festival, a three-week summer festival in June every year. This is our 21st season. So when Stephanie and I started this, we took inspiration from this series that's in California, and what they did on that particular series, they had played in this beautiful beach house in Half Moon Bay in California. They had played the Bach Brandenburg Concertos, and people were dancing on the beach while the musicians were playing. And after the concert, people lit firecrackers and sparklers on the beach. And the presenter in the morning, the next morning, when he went out to pick up his newspaper, somebody had spray-painted his mailbox, Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society.
Must have been a big mailbox.
Big mailbox. And we wanted to capture the spirit of that whole enterprise. And so we started this series in, was it 1992, I think? And we invited our friends to come and play, and we have a fantastic time. One of the great things that we do, we're very informal in our approach with the audience. We include things like mystery guests and door prizes, and we try to break down the barriers that often exist between audience members and performers, and try to make people feel like they are in your home and enjoying a concert at the same time they can have a good laugh.
The ensemble, the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, is kind of modular too, right? In other words, the personnel and even the number of personnel varies from season to season?
Absolutely. It varies from season to season, from week to week. This week, we are a small but shapely group, including my colleagues Jean-Michel and Axel, and together the three of us play as the San Francisco Piano Trio, and of course with Stephanie, we add in the flute, have a lot of variety of repertoire with this small group. Now next week, we have a completely different set of musicians, and we do a completely different set of repertoire. Same thing for the third week. We have the largest number of musicians in our third week of this year.
Sometimes the musicians do dance a little too, don't they?
They do indeed.
So hard to do with a cello, though. But, if you get inspired, Jean-Michel, go for it. We'll try to make it easy for you. Well, let's hear some music, and then we'll hear some more about the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society and your upcoming concerts for this summer. But you're going to start with the Tchaikovsky Piano Trio?
Yes.
Which is a monumental work. You're going to be playing some of it, but it's still quite a piece to take on.
It is a big piece. It's one of the great pieces for the piano trio. We're going to be playing the beginning of the second movement, which is a theme and variations. So we'll play the theme through the waltz variation, and it makes a nice ending.
Tchaikovsky loved those waltzes.
He sure did, and he wrote a great one in this trio.
Thank you.
Variations from Tchaikovsky's Piano Trio in A minor, Opus 50, if I remember right. And being played live in our Bach studio today, the variations were by members of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. And so you'll be playing the whole Tchaikovsky in a concert this weekend, right?
That's right. We're playing tomorrow night, Friday night, here in Madison at the Overture Center, in the Playhouse at the Overture Center. We're playing a program entitled White Russian. And all of our programs this summer are named after mixed drinks. Our season title is Mixology, and we picked that title because, the art and science of mixing cocktails is about a little dash of this, a pour of that, a stir, a muddle, a this, that, and the other. And putting together our festival season is a lot like mixing the perfect summer drink. So our White Russian is obviously Russian music, including the Tchaikovsky. So Friday night, Tchaikovsky Trio.
See, there are a dozen concerts that you play all together between June 15th and July 1st?
Well, there are six programs, and each program is played four times at least, I'd say. So, yeah, six different programs, each program... Well, I'm sorry, six programs, each program played at least twice. So... Yes, you're right.
So a lot of play. And you also move around a little bit. You're playing in the Playhouse at Overture Center, but you also play at the Stoughton Opera House and at Taliesin in Spring Green, too.
That's right. And we have a special event at Stoughton this year in our third week. Wisconsin Public TV is going to be filming our performance there as part of their Jewel Box series, the Jewel Box Theaters throughout Wisconsin. We're really looking forward to that.
Well, let's see. Now, let's just to be clear, reiterate what the next two concerts are, or the next ones for this weekend, lest there be any confusion, because we've given a lot of information here.
So the next concert is Friday night, tomorrow night, in Madison at the Overture Center in the Playhouse at 7:30. That's the White Russian program. Then Saturday night, also in Madison at the Overture Center, also in the Playhouse, 7:30. That is a program entitled Corpse Reviver, named after a famous New Orleans drink.
All right, and now why did you come up with the name? And I know, Stephanie, you were in on that too. Why did you come up with the... I'm going to walk all the way over here. Why did you come up with the name Corpse Reviver for this one, Stephanie? I know there's logic. I know there's method to your madness.
Well, the idea is that Corpse Reviver is a drink that is going to help you the day after, you know, a binging night. So it's going to revive your corpse in the morning, right? So these are pieces that kill you off early but pep you up in the end.
Okay, well, that's enough of a hook right there, isn't it? Okay, what kind of piece would fall into that category? Back with Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. We'll have the quiz question in about 8 minutes, and between now and then, something by Prokofiev. Having heard a piano trio, which is traditionally piano, cello, and violin, now we're going to hear a sonata or a movement from a sonata by Prokofiev for flute and piano. How much flute music did Prokofiev write, Stephanie?
Well, in a way, I'd like to say he wrote lots and lots, because he was a great orchestrator for flute in all of his orchestral music. There are beautiful, beautiful solos in every single Prokofiev piece I've ever played. But this was the only piece he wrote for a solo, a flute and piano duo. It's his Sonata in D Major. And he wrote it, he was inspired by a great French flutist named Georges Barrère, who had basically taken the world by storm. And he was inspired by this guy's playing so much that he wrote this sonata, and it was immediately appropriated by violinists and became very well known as a violin sonata. But it was originally for flute, the sonata in D Major. And it's one of the great standards of the flute repertoire, of course.
Hardly seems fair for those violinists to grab it when they've got so much other stuff.
I know. Yes.
And which movement is this?
This is the Scherzo movement, the Allegretto, the second movement. Thank you.
Prokofiev providing a work out there. When a composer writes a work for a specific virtuoso, usually he puts in, you know, some high hurdles. So what were the high hurdles in this one, other than breathing, I mean, while you're playing it?
I don't know. I thought it was really easy. What are you talking about? Oh, I don't know. With the Prokofiev, it's, I guess probably breathing is one of the challenges in this piece, in all the movements, but maybe more importantly is balancing the piano. You have to have a great pianist to play this with. So I'm lucky to play this with Jeffrey, because there's a lot of very low writing in the flute part. And if you can't play low notes loud, the piece doesn't sound very good. And it's hard to play low notes loud on the flute. Well, it's just the flute doesn't really project down at the bottom as well as we might like it to. So we do our best and we struggle with that a little bit. But if you have a really wonderful pianist, they make life a lot easier for you. So thank you, Jeffrey.
I saw a lot of hand crossing there, too, in the piano part. Yeah. It's certainly fun to watch. And that's one of the aspects of Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, is there is a strong visual component to what you do. I have noticed over the years play a combination of new and old. And I'm guessing that the next composer that you have for us is a relatively new one, Manzier Lee. And I believe Jean-Michel, you seem to have the inside track on him, so let's get the word.
So how to pronounce it is Marcel de Manzierli.
And I won't even try.
She was a French composer. Actually, she was born in Russia, and her parents moved during the revolution to France, like many Russians did at the time. And she studied with Nadia Boulanger.
Well, who didn't?
Right, exactly. She was also apparently a very good pianist and also a conductor. She studied conducting in Basel, and she studied with Baumgartner. So she had a quite eclectic life, and she later moved to the United States in the mid-century, studied a little bit more piano there, and had a career as a public speaker, pianist, composer, and conductor between the two countries, between France and the United States. And she died in California fairly recently in 1989.
And when did you become aware of her music?
Just before coming here.
You mean today?
Not today. Yeah, the name was intriguing. I had not heard of her. Reading about her a little bit, she apparently was one of the most influential women composers, after Nadia Boulanger, of course, had quite connections. Actually, you would probably hear that in her music as well, you know, the influences. Actually, we're not going to play the last movement of the piece today, but sounds to me like the last movement has a little bit of Copland to it.
Who also studied with Nadia Boulanger.
Yes, yeah.
And so what is the piece from which this comes, and which movement are you playing?
So this is the flute, cello, and piano trio, and this is the third movement. It's a slow movement. There's a beautiful introduction by the flute, and then a solo by the cello, and then all three instruments are dialoguing all the way through, with sounds of course, Manzierli, but Ravel, Roussel, and many other composers of the time.
The third movement, obviously the slow movement, from a trio for flute, cello, and piano by the 20th century composer Marcel de Monthierry. Now back with the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, who has a concert series each summer. This summer it's called Mixology, and it provides, as usual, a variety of composers, a variety of musical time periods, and even a variety of performers, too. One of them, who has come back I don't know how many times, is Axel Strauss, the violinist. And you will be participating in the Mendelssohn that we're about to hear.
That's correct. It's always a pleasure to be here. And, you know, for us as a trio, this always gives us a great chance to play together, to rehearse without the other obligations that we have during the, you know, the regular season or the school year when we all teach. And so, you know, this gives us a unique kind of focus, which we always enjoy.
We'll be hearing two movements from the Mendelssohn. We'll start with the slow movement. And do we know the violinist for whom Mendelssohn wrote this? Was this one of those family pieces?
This was actually written for Ludwig Spohr.
Really? Who was a very, very famous violinist and autobiographer of the day.
And composer, too.
Yes, and the guy who brought the baton to England as a conductor.
I didn't even know that.
We're all here to learn, Axel.
That's why I'm here.
But you're also here to play. So what about the slow movement for the violin?
Well, I think Mendelssohn wrote in some genres that have become sort of genres of their own at this point. One of them would be the Songs Without Words that he wrote for solo piano, actually. And I think he actually coined that phrase in the title. And you could say that the slow movement is, in fact, a song without words. It has a beautiful melody. The other thing that Mendelssohn was really well known for were his scherzo movements, which is the second movement that we're going to play. And of course, if you know the Midsummer Night's Dream, you know the whole elven world and everything. He depicted that so incredibly well, and so we're basically playing two quintessential genres of Mendelssohn's output.
So first, we'll hear the slow movement.
Thank you.
Let's hear the scherzo from Mendelssohn's Piano Trio in C minor. Well, you were certainly right, Axel. It took me right back to Midsummer Night's Dream. That's Mendelssohnian scherzo.
Yes.
Well, thanks to members of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society for being with us during the midday today and performing here in our Buck studio a sample of upcoming concerts from this summer. If you'd like more information about the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, the way to get it is to go to their website, which is BachDancingAndDynamite.org. And quite the spate of concerts coming up in the next few weeks, a variety of composers represented and a variety of personnel performing too. But today my guests have been flutist Stephanie Jutt and pianist Jeffrey Sykes. They're the co-founders of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. And also with us today, Jean-Michel Fontenot, the cellist, and violinist Axel Strauss. Thanks one and all for being here.